Bible for our second reading to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then shall he be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague be spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed unto white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. The flesh also, in which, even in the skin thereof, was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. And if, when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil. The priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and if it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be lower than other skin, but be somewhat dark, Then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy, upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven. But the skull he shall not shave, and the priest shall shut him up that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look upon him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet is he clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or the bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean, the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, his plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy, it shall be showed unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague, and shut up it that hath the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in a skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in the woolen or in the linen, or anything of skin, wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it. Then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy. In a garment of woolen linen, either in the warp or woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. So we continue on talking about things of nature. Foods, now giving birth in the last chapter and the uncleanness that surrounded that, the fallenness of our world, and now more fallenness here in this understanding of leprosy. What did the leprous man do in order to contract his leprosy? If you thought nothing, you were correct. He simply got up one morning and found himself leprous. Now, I don't want us to think, when we think of this chapter, to think medically. This is not a medical chapter. It's not designed for that. The Lord was not giving medical advice to His people at this point. This is something that is given to a church under age to teach them about sin. Sin is that is represented in that fretting leprosy. And there are all kinds of metaphors that help us to understand this. Leprosy is an historical metaphor to teach us about the blackness of sin. I know by the time we get to garments here, some of us can perhaps identify, well, that looks like a mold that you would get in some kind of cloth or garment or skin. Well, it may well be, but what the substance is that's growing upon the skin, under the skin, making the hair change color, in the garment, out of the garment, we're going to find out houses can have leprosy a little bit later. Whatever it is incidental to the teaching that is supposed to come across here. Remember that in talking about clean and unclean foods, the Lord is not giving health advice. So here also, the Lord is not teaching us about biomedical contagions. It's not the point. It's simply not the point. He's teaching us about sin. And He's teaching the children of Israel, lest they should be tempted to think that the world around them is full of nice, pretty, clean things. They have learned, first of all, that it's full of unclean things, that their own bodies are unclean, and now they learn that there are manifestations in their bodies that teach them further about unclean things. And it is indeed fretting to think about. So think of the metaphors that are given here with regard to leprosy. It is deeper than the skin. Come on, you got to see that metaphor. It's deeper than the skin. Your sins are deeper than the sin. Than your skin, right? Sin deeper than skin. You get that right. It goes deeper than just what's going on the outside. You can actually sin in your mind sitting sedately in a chair. There can be things deeper than your skin that are sin. This is something that is taught here in this passage. Then there is the matter of discipline, separation, and so on. So those lepers that are separated out from the people of God, this is a picture, a type of excommunication. And notice how they are excommunicated and notice how they are brought back. There is a priest that pronounces them clean or unclean. They are not left to their own recognizance on that. Again, this is a metaphor, a type for church discipline. Then there is the leprosy that spreads or doesn't spread. The leprosy that spreads is what? Unclean, right? It's not just, we're not talking about biomedical contagion. We're talking about a bad example that leads to bad behavior in others. And we're talking about leaving our own sins unchecked so that they spread from skin to skin on our own bodies. Right? Mixing our metaphors there. Notice that in all cases, when we find that there is some kind of leprosy rising up in the head, the forehead, the arm, the leg, wherever it's found, that we are to present ourselves to our spiritual guides to seek help. We're not talking about those simple things like scabs and scalds, but those leprosies, those fretting leprosies, those besetting sins that are deeper than the skin, that spread, that will not go away, that may require a time of separation, perhaps a time of prayer and fasting, a time of help with our church guides, with our leaders. Do you see how all these things fit together? And so this is a perfectly fitted metaphor for the church under age so that they might understand that sin can be thought of as something that is deeper than the skin, that can spread and expand its territory, that can actually draw back. It can be there for a while and then can be mastered. It can be bested. And once again, you can be restored. That there are sins that involve things that are outside of ourselves. That we can be tempted to sin by things that are outside of ourselves. Like cloths and houses and other things. And we can sin concerning stuff like that just as easily as we can sin concerning our own stuff. We can be induced to sin outside of ourselves, and we can be induced to sin inside of ourselves. We find enough temptation out there and in here to worry about, don't we? But in every case that we see, the man is to present himself to the priest. He is to have that judgment of the priest to strengthen him and to help him. There is perhaps a time of probation, a 7-day waiting period to see what will happen here. Sometimes those 7 days are accompanied by 7 more days. Now, we don't want to take those as hard and fast rules forever, but we do want to understand that not everything is, okay, you're out. Not everything is, okay, sorry, you have no hope. I don't ever want to go to the priest because I know what's going to happen. He's going to send me out. What he may send you out to do is, you know, let's be patient with this. Let's wait with this for a little while. Let's keep looking at it. Over the next few days, over the next few weeks, over the next few months. Let's not just make a decision on this right now. There are some things that we look upon that are hard to ascertain their true nature at the very beginning. We want to see if they're going to expand or whether they're going to contract. We want to see if they affect the area around them or not. We want to see if they do harm to other things like the hair and the tissue around that spot. You see, all these things are metaphors to help us to understand that sin, in some ways, is like a contagion. It is something that we ought to be careful with, that we don't transmit to our brothers and sisters, setting a bad example before them, coming into contact with them when we shouldn't, leading them into something we shouldn't lead them into, or leading ourselves into something. Going places where we ought not to go. Avoiding things we ought to avoid. And so, all of this teaching about leprosy, I know that we've had modern day leper colonies and we think we know what leprosy is. But there is a growing number of theologians that are taking that older view. That leprosy was a particular, a unique disease that took place in Israel as a teaching device to a church under age, that they might learn that even in the natural way of things, there was defilement, and that some defilements called for separation, that they might learn what it meant to be a holy people before the Lord their God. Thus ends the reading then of Leviticus chapter 13. Let's stand.